The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Thursday.
Well,
May 7th, 2026.
So if I have to tinker with this a little, are you good?
I am good.
Okay.
You good, Paige? You good?
Yeah, well, at first I thought you ruptured my eardrums, but I'm better now.
You being you, not me.
You. Man with the buttons over there.
I tell you what, I'm not going to do that. I was going to mark a little spot on the knob here.
Oh.
It's like this is the optimal setting, but I can't do that.
You mark your own knob, pal.
Yeah, you leave your knobs over there, buddy.
But if you go in our old studio, it's Sharpie all over the damn board, like it got graffitied.
Oh, for real?
Like it got tagged, yeah.
Wow, have you seen this part of the wall here?
Well, we're working on it.
And this is like what? This is like a...
Are we?
Don't we want to do up there?
No, I'm talking about this crap right here.
Oh,
it's like a $30,000-$40,000 piece of equipment. And then it looks like... And it's just simple stuff, too. It says microphone one, microphone two. Okay, well, you know where where those are
but
anyway.
It's handwritten?
Yeah, in Sharpie. Yeah, I don't know if somebody knows about that or not.
Oh.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. Well,
on the board?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to say that I was reading the email that you sent, Fat Boy, yesterday.
I was just reading, right? I'm trying to remember which one it was.
So, this is weird. We've talked about this humpteen times, but they, you know, like... And maybe it is this way, like with the Grammys or the Oscars or something, where they say, hey, Peter Gunn, I don't know.
They do.
Hey, Peter Gunn, we like your new movie. Oh, thanks. We'd like to nominate you for an award. Oh, cool. Will you send us a copy of the movie? Well, haven't you seen it? Yes, but... We need to like have some clips to play when we promote the show. So we get nominated for this award, the South Carolina Broadcasters Association.
We have a broken one because I broke it again with the lunchbox lid.
Right.
So
it broke again.
Yeah, the top fell off. The star actually.
Goodness gracious. Is that a sign or what?
I thought it was. That's why I didn't want to submit.
You see Pawn Stars and you see like Lead Belly's freaking Grammys on there. His family's kept it all these years. I don't know the man never won a Grammy, but let's say he did. I should not say their name. They're quite litigious, but nevertheless.
Yep.
It somehow made it. This thing there ain't even a year old yet. It's already broken three pieces.
Yep, the star fell off it.
The award, the SCBA, it's like Scuba would know you.
Yep.
So...
Scab.
We get a nominated for this, for Best Morning Show. Cool. Well, then Mark Hendricks, our boss, is put together a sizzle reel.
Yeah.
You know what the sizzle reel is? It's your top 24 friends on Facebook. It's your pinned post on Instagram. It's the one you're the proudest of. But it's coming up with it, though.
It's hard to whittle down. So you kind of sometimes go off of a recent memory.
Yeah.
Like really does recent. It sizzle?
Well, here's the thing. The initial email, I thought I had an out because it said, if you plan to submit, I'm like, hey.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, look at here.
See, I read it differently than.
Like, I don't plan to submit.
Right.
Anything.
So it had to be sent in. Or on our end by yesterday, and here's what Fat Boy put on there. Three little segments. We're not going to play them.
They can't go over 5 minutes.
Oh my God!
They're slightly recent.
Yep.
All right.
I'm not.
You got to do the feel good story.
Yep.
And that was not necessarily feel good, but to like, hey, we're not just here telling fart jokes and telling people that they should stay in a relationship or not. We're also trying to find people kidneys. So we had my buddy Jeff Millwood's call. It's going to make the Scuba Award.
Yep.
The second thing making the Scuba Award, attorney Rob Inario cussing accidentally on the radio.
Yeah. It's to show that, you know, hey, everybody's real.
Mistakes happen. Even to attorneys. That's watch us get sued by Rob by playing that at the Scuba Award.
Oh my God.
It reads as scab if you're dyslexic. So we have, there's hey two. Guys, I need a kidney. Oh, look, we've already got four or five people here that will give you a kidney. Oh, that's power of radio.
That's
Rob
great.
Inario, friend, colleague,
hey, folks.
Advertiser as well.
Hey, folks.
Accidentally cussing on the radio, saying the word S when talking about flipping a coin.
Yep.
And the third thing was me wanting to have sex with my lunch lady in elementary school.
I am not going to this awards.
I could not for the life of me find the announcement where you announced the good news about Millwood and his kidney search.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going to tag the end of it with it. So while I was looking for that, I came across that, and I'm like, oh, that's too good not to use.
It was one day we were talking about, you know, teachers, you know, and kids or whatever.
It was two days ago.
Pretty recent. Was it really?
Wow.
You know, what's funny about this is they tell you there's a year window you can use. So it's, I think from February of 25 until like the next calendar year, which would have been, I guess, this month or last month.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It is like, it's all from last week.
That always confused me. Like, the football season would be played in like, you know, 2020, but then the Super Bowl's in 2021. So they're the champions of that year, but that year's season hasn't been played yet.
That was not always the case. You would go back and like, okay, let's really pick out some bits because it can only be 5 minutes long.
Right.
So you can really only do like three highlights.
I would love to wear a disguise and sit in the room with the judges when they're listening. Dude, right? Like, I want to hear their real response to that. I want to see, did they laugh? Did they laugh and then look around like, oh, I shouldn't have laughed at that?
Well, when we...
Or do they deadpan it like, is this
probably
real? Are you guys pranking us right now here at the Scuba Awards?
When we used to put thought into it, we would never win. So then you just get pissed, like, whatever, here's this, because I didn't want to submit anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm like, here, just throw something together.
You're kind of that way last year, because I remember looking at that man when we had to listen to it. We're like, what is this?
I don't even remember what was in last year's. But I'm like I don't want to, I mean, look. I already had to chase somebody down to send them audio from something else yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Which for some reason I got tasked with that.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did it?
Yeah. Boss said, hey, send this. I'm like, okay, I'll text the person on my own phone, I guess, and then go through it that way.
Oh, God.
Which I won't do again.
No, I wouldn't either.
But we'll never be in that situation again, I can promise you that.
Absolutely not.
I deleted that person's phone number.
Never again. Never. Ever.
You got outside credibility as far as we go now for some people.
It's like when a friend says, God, you got to try this new restaurant. It's great. It's really, really good. And then you say, okay, fine, I'll go to the restaurant. And then you go to the restaurant and it's the worst food. And you don't want to be mean to the person and tell them, but like, God, it made me throw up so bad, that food.
Ugh.
But you might text during the dinner and say, this sucks.
Thanks for telling me to come here. This is not good. You so-and-so.
Yep. So there was a lot going on yesterday. A lot of balls in here. A
lot of balls in the air.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I had a funny observation about you yesterday, Batman.
Oh, what is that, fat boy?
So we didn't know the boss was going to come in. He literally, I'm not joking, flings the door open.
That was a surprise.
Like a big Kramer.
He never, he never just meanders in. He has to.
So he walks in here and he starts, I'm like, he's going to have bad news, isn't he? And then right when he starts going, Matt says, he just turns at him and says, you lost weight.
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah.
I didn't say he lost weight. I said he looked younger.
That's what it was.
I asked him if he had his face done.
You made it more homo than I remember.
No.
You did ask him
homo
if he had his face
homo
done.
Homo being homosexual.
Then he's like, he stopped in the middle of what he was about to say. And he goes, oh, really?
You think?
Think so.
That's nice.
Like, do you think he went to HR afterwards?
I don't know. I mean, he would have been waiting in front of a closed door all day.
I mean, it's maybe the second time I've seen him in person this year. I'm not even kidding.
How?
Hello.
Ni hao. Yeah, he just
never walk over by your office.
He just came in, and I'm like, oh, thank you for that little diversion, because that might have been some bad news.
Well, you start off with things like that. I found.
Breaking an icebreaker.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, got a little Botox. What's up?
I think that was like, remember he used to leave and take B12 shots for lunch.
Yeah. And so then I thought maybe now he was like getting some filler put in or something. Hey, you get your lips done?
So I try to take care of myself, guys. You have to.
Yeah.
At this age.
He just like has no wrinkles.
No.
And I thought I remembered wrinkles, but maybe not. Didn't.
Anybody would have wrinkles. It's that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
All the stuff he's got to do.
Shoot.
Like, it's not easy being in the number one club
uh-uh.
for all those years.
Apparently not.
Yeah, I'm running out of wall space for these plaques.
Yeah, that was fun.
Hey, somebody said they liked the show, Fatty. I want you to find their address and send them a card.
Well, that's the... You know, I tried to remember. I said, hey, tell me what date it is, and I'll go listen to the podcast and find it for you. And you never respond.
When I was putting that together, that piece of audio he wanted me to send, I was like, oh, somebody better call Rob because I think somebody's getting sued.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, when anybody ever... Yes. Hey, I need a copy of your show, and it sounds really professional the way they asked for it. It's like, uh-oh.
Yep, here it is.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I don't know. I really don't. I just know it's funny that it's just like, us just coming here talking, but then the after effects of it.
Yep.
You know?
Like, you forget because you're in here having a conversation.
Fleeting conversations, and then you realize, oh.
There's a lot of people that listen.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, Abbeville? Thank you.
Shout out.
Shout out to Abbeville.
Shout out to you, Dixie. Even though I don't like you because, you know, I'm a Red Devil. But we did used to beat you guys.
I respect them for keeping the name. Really yeah. Do. In this time when they should have just been called, it's probably Smallville or something like that.
And
although
they're not
that's
even,
taken by DC, but still.
They're not even the, I don't know, they should be the Generals, but they're like the Hornets, I think.
The Dixie Generals would be too far. That sounds like a militia already. It does. It sounds like a group that meets once a month to fire guns and decide where they're going to meet with their bug-out bags.
What would the PA announcer sound like to Dixie Generals football games? Son of a bitch scored a touchdown. Good God almighty.
He would sound like Foghorn Leghorn. Or not Foghorn Leghorn. God bless. Hold on. Let's think here. Come on, Matt. He's Cowboy in Looney Tunes.
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite.
Yeah.
Yosemite. Oh, that's a hard.
There he goes, number 77, falling down again. There's his ass crack showing.
Falling down on the play. The quarterback's a bootleg. It's a naked bootleg.
Could I wonder if Foghorn Leghorn, which you got to watch saying that one, Foghorn Leghorn. And Yosemite Sam, was it the same voiceover guy? I wonder, because it kind of sounds a little bit the same. Kind of got a little bit of that, Henry McMaster in it.
It's too early to text Rob Young, and I don't want to turn around and Google it, but I want to know.
I'll Google it. I bet it was Mel Blanc, and I can say his last name, but it is Blank. His name is Mel Blanc.
It's
That's
not
the
something
guy.
Offensive.
He did most of the voices on those.
I'm not gonna fix your potholes. I'm going to ride it out the last couple years. You might have that little Indian fella running for governor, and you might have Pamela Evan. And guess what? She's from Ohio. She ain't even Southern.
So is that is that true? Are you talking about Remy?
Yeah.
So what Indian background?
He's an immigrant.
His parents were.
Of course, made his money here.
I just didn't know the last name. Remy. Remy.
Can't find out how he made his money. But he does have that wall situation going on.
You know, that's the problem is...
I'm just curious about it, too.
When you Google, that's what you just find out. You know, like, that's how he got into politics. He wanted a 95-foot wall around his coastal mansion.
Then when you investigate who all is running for governor from these other parties, too, it's a wild-looking characters. One guy's name I can't pronounce. There's, like, a Green Party nominee and, like, a Freedom Party nominee.
There is. Oh, it was Mel Blanc. Look at you, Matthew.
Is he still alive?
No. He did the voice of Bugs, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Yosemite Sam, Foghorn Leghorn, and Speedy Gonzales. Good Lord.
Oh, my God. If you did Porky Pig, you could. How could you stop doing it? You would do it all day.
I know. Like that, he probably just figured that one out drunk one night. You're like, you know what? You sound like a pig.
That's amazing.
I did do it.
How you come up with those characters.
Yeah, that's nuts. I think he did some of the freaking Oh, let's look here. I think he did some of the, Flintstones. He was Mr. Spacely on the Jetsons. God. He was nice. Barney on Flintstones.
What are you talking about?
No, it was Barney?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Fred. You know, that was not so hard, is it, Fred? Talk about bleeding and turnip. You know he didn't get paid what he was supposed to.
God, no.
What a talent.
Lord, no. He grew up in San Francisco, Paige. Oh, you know the Western Addition neighborhood?
No.
Wow. Yes, that's him. How about that?
You know, he's probably like the guy who came up with the music for Super Mario. They came up with all that music.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, just like find some music. They probably told that guy, just do different impressions, and then we'll make a character.
Yeah. It was like his ex-mother-in-law or something like that.
Do a character of a little mouse with a drug rug. And then we'll make that a character, too.
Right. Yes.
Wow.
Is it insensitive? I hate the word insensitive.
I don't like it either.
But insensitive. Like, does Porky Pig still stutter? Did they take the stuttering
really
away?
Come up with a stuttering pig. That's amazing.
Mel Blanc. Yeah, I wonder, like, is that something? Because, you know, like, Pepe
Le Pew.
Yeah, he don't stink anymore.
Oh, do you remember this?
Or he's not, like, raping women like he was in the old one. He was. I mean, it was very aggressive.
He's very amorous.
Yes.
Smell this rag, please.
May I sniff your neck, please?
I don't think this is bad. Do you remember this clip? I'll dump it if it is, but I think it's okay.
Oh, son of a gun. You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you?
Is that real?
Yeah, it was like one of these outtakes of one of the drawings.
That's fun. One of the drawings? You mean the cartoon?
Yeah, like however they do it now.
God.
I guess the process is...
I wonder now, because you know how you can do the videos of, like, you take a picture of your grandpa and make him say Baby Got Back, you can make him sing it, you know, like with AI and all.
Yeah.
So I wonder now, do they, like, let's say they have the model of Bugs Bunny on the screen, and then when so-and-so, because Mel Blanc's dead, whoever does it now, is voicing it, does it automatically make the lips move? Like, does the animation just not even need it anymore? You understand what I'm saying?
It could. Plus, you could change it, too. If you don't want Baby Got Back and your grandpa, he might be gay.
He was not.
You could change butts to nuts and then sing the song that way.
Baby got nuts.
I like big nuts and I cannot lie. See? Works for everybody.
Yeah, that's true. That's not true, actually.
No, you have to accommodate everybody. Everybody has to feel included now.
I don't appreciate the stuttering. You had speech impediment when you were young, Matthew. And I did.
Oh, there is... Who did I just see with a stutter?
Mel Tillis?
No, I think it was an athlete. Hell, I can't remember.
You don't see it. It's that and hair lips. We need to, like, shout out to medical people for figuring that out. I don't see hair lips anymore. I don't see, I don't really see crow's nests anymore on little kids like I used to. I had one. Oh, excuse me, crow's nest, widow's peak.
Oh, yes.
What is a crow's nest? That's where people hide with guns.
Yeah.
think where that was.
Widow's peak, where the little...
Like the
Butch Patrick haircut?
Butch Patrick, I had a little bit of that. I'd shave it down and grow back thicker. Looked like I was growing a little sprout coming out of the end of my head. I hated it.
You leave those kids in there a little bit longer, you know, they usually turn out better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're trying to induce everybody. Let that sucker come naturally, right out of the belly button.
It rained like freaking crap last night.
I got a little bit of it.
Bad. Real bad.
Supposed to ease up today, though. Look at that. Well, 40%. Well, they can go to hell. That's the mountains.
Oh, man. Look at that.
I forgot what Sunday was.
I know. I just did, too. Hell. Oh,
damn
man.
It. There's a gift.
I tell you what. You just there's one thing gifts. After another. That's
when
wild.
When it rains, it, what do they say?
Paige, for Mother's Day, make you as Joan Crawford with a wire hanger in your hand.
If it'll let me. Sometimes you can't.
Sometimes you can't pretend to beat your kids with wire hangers on AI. They won't. They have some ethics.
Like, characters, or sometimes they won't let you do that because of copywritten material.
What about nude? Can you do anything nude?
No nude.
God dang it.
Could you make you look like Norman Bates?
Maybe.
Okay. I'm just thinking of some kind of wild AI Mother's Day post you could make.
I'll try the first one and see what happens.
Do the Norman Bates with like huge knockers.
Yes.
I don't think it'll let you do
Norma,
that.
Norma Bates. Norma Stiddies.
God.
First name Norma, last name Stiddies.
First initial E. Paige did one of her AI recreations that actually looks like somebody I know. I was like, damn, that's like spot on.
Who was it?
Well, somebody I went to school with.
Oh, how'd she know what they look like?
She doesn't. I'm just saying the AI. She made, like, ended up actually looking like the person I know.
Oh. God, you know what you should do if you're pregnant right now? Take your
picture. Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. Take, it's your choice.
Secret baby.
Take a picture of you as a baby and then your husband or wife as a baby and then AI it and say, what's our baby going to look like? And then see.
Oh, yeah, see if it matches.
How close it is.
Plus, have your baby at the firehouse. That'd be kind of cool.
At the firehouse?
Oh. Yeah.
Like the subs place?
No, no. Okay. They'll charge you to have a kid there, I would imagine.
Probably so. The extra pickles they do. It's like pickles, man. It ain't even a full-size one. You're giving me a quarter of a pickle. I'd like two pickles. I'd like half a whole pickle.
I like sandwich shops. Like, insert sandwich shop here because they always have, like, $5 cookies that are usually real small and hard.
Well, that's the...
Homemade, though. Like, okay. Let me get a $5 brick cookie.
Well, I mean, technically, if I'm in a restaurant, I don't want to eat anything you made at home and brought with you to work.
That's why it was tough to go to when you go to the Jockey Lot and the Mennonite women.
You know what? I look past that.
Yeah,
you got to trust lemon cakes, boy.
And the long skirts to the ankles.
Paige, what are the lemon cakes where it has like the glaze on top? It's kind of a moist cake.
Yeah,
and
that's
it has like
the
lemon
cake.
Oh, God.
I can make those.
If it's moist
and
heavy.
Are you Mennonite? I need it to be made by a man.
No, I cannot.
Will you have some men tonight?
No.
Would you convert over just to make the cake
for
me? Okay, good.
God, it's so heavy, too. Like, a good piece of cake is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's moist.
Moist, yeah. God, they Greek people do this moist cake. It's like...
Not on Sundays, though.
Never. Never on Sundays.
And it comes with, like, an olive oil soap or whatever. Like, why can't you make the soap as good as you make the food? Like, your desserts are real flavorful, but the soap's always olive oil and it doesn't smell like anything.
What, Greek soap?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know Greek people made soap.
It's just olive oil soap. Like, when you go to a Greek festival and buy stuff, we have soap, but it's just olive
oil. Makes your skin really soft.
That'll be coming up soon, too.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Like, make your gimmick smell as good as your food does.
I volunteered to belly dance this year. They've not called me back yet.
But, really? Yeah. I'll bring you some squirts. I've got them.
Well, you belly dance?
I'm not doing it full womanly. It's at a church.
Sucker shaking around when she's belly dancing. You're looking at
it's
your belly.
It's fun.
You're booby dancing.
Yeah, it would be fun. It'd be fun to watch, too.
You know what's going to be it's fun so to watch bad. And listen to? This show today.
Hell yeah.
We're going to do a whole hour of open phones in the 7 o'clock hour. That means whatever you want to talk about, anything. If it's on your mind, it can be on ours. That'll start off at 7 o'clock. And then a brand new Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mystery today, where certain things have been kept from us, but some people say that should have been kept away. That would have messed up everything.
Oh, this is like when Snowden came out with his information.
Kind of like out of sight, out of mind, don't want to know the truth kind of thing. But then you're like, well, I kind of get that in a weird way.
God, man, you feel like you're breaking, some stuff wide open when you do these. Putting that information out there.
That's what I do. I break things wide open. I've done it to chairs before, doors.
Breaking the government's kayfabe.
Wayne's coding, or is it codding? Yankees say codding, I say coding. What do you say, Paige? Wayne's coding or codding?
Wayne's coding.
Yeah, I do too.
They also say insurance is one word and one syllable. It's obviously insurance.
What do they say?
Insurance.
Insurance?
Yeah, is one word.
That's two.
It's insurance.
Look at this woman. I'm telling you, you're like 14-year-old from Asia. Look at this. And that's a compliment, by the way, to God. Asian people from era 14.
It's pretty good.
That you're very good with tech. Yeah, she just made herself holding a bunch of wire hangers in black and white.
14-year-old Asians, that top heavy.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the, you know, I don't even see that anymore.
No, not yet.
Wonder why.
Wait till they get their hormone chicken. Oh, like we have ours.
Is that what did it over here?
It's got to be.
Got to be something. Yeah, the men too as well. Ooh. Oh, look at the time. We'll be back right after this.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Nice.
Cue the flames.
Pew, pew, pew.
Can you do a good Shimani ski of on?
It stings. No.
Monday Night Crew. All right. Oh, well, that'd be a fun one to work on. Welcome to Monday Night Crew. Ski of on. And always this booming voice. Monday Night Crew.
Are you playing this because Ted Turner died?
Yeah. I was a little disappointed he didn't get his flowers, so to speak. From a lot of people.
Don't say that.
I mean, they mentioned him on
the
nightly news.
Don't get a man flowers. You should say, I hate he didn't get his gift card.
Oh, yeah. But one with actual money on it.
Real money on it. Not empty.
Yeah, not the ones we would give away. He was, maybe, look, just because I'm Southern and I grew up, you know, marveling at Ted Turner.
Hell, yeah.
Maybe other people didn't.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know the story of like WGN. That was like the other TBS, you know. But without
Cubbies!
Without Ted Turner, not just, you know, Braves games and wrestling, but like freaking Sanford and Son, Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaking Three's Company. All these sitcoms that like
Andy Griffith.
Think about the networks that were just literally missing out. They'd have a show that was on 20 years ago. It'd just be in the archives. They would not be replaying it at all. It would have no source to go and watch unless they sold like the best of VHS tapes. Yep. There was never a way to watch it. Now, Good Times, that's another one I watched on there.
Some people would argue Nepo Baby, like they argue with Trump and others, you know, but his dad killed himself, so he took over his business.
And his dad... too, like if you see billboards, it's still a thing. You'll see a tiny little badge at the bottom of it. It'll say Turner, and that was his daddy's company. Billboard money.
And Turner Field and all that, you know.
Yeah. If you haven't seen the documentary, it's really good.
Yeah, it actually is. Even if you don't care about, it's just actually very interesting.
He was a shrewd businessman, obviously, but you know, he kind of balanced it out with his attitude. Laissez-faire, some people would say. He was a womanizer.
He was?
That was well-documented.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Jane Fonda, that was his biggest conquest, as far as that goes.
And he was messing around on her while they were together.
With Whoopi Goldberg.
He got
I'm just wow. starting that rumor now.
Wow.
I think she was... she wasn't cool with it, but she knew what was happening, like it was going to happen.
I always figured that in most of those big time relationships where they're like, all right, this is a relationship of convenience. We put it on when we're on the runway or the red carpet, but in reality, we don't live together and we sleep with other people.
How sad is that?
It's crazy, isn't
it? That's just a waste of time.
Like when Linda and Vince got, well, I don't think, are they divorced? They're not, are they?
I don't know if they are or not.
Uh-uh.
But they haven't lived together, what, 20, 30 years?
Right, yeah. You find that out. It's like, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Why get married?
Now, they were together a long time, you know, through the thick of it. So I guess toward the end there, they were just like, yeah, you know what? It's kind of grow apart, I guess.
The only thing about Ted Turner that I would say is a blemish is that he brought us 24-hour news.
Yep.
That right there was not needed.
24-hour news?
Yeah, it was not needed.
I think it served its purpose, especially during, you know, some of the wars.
Oh, yeah, the Gulf War.
Yeah, that was, like, big on CNN.
Yeah, I just meant, like, just, you know, it brought in the, I got to stay glued to the world events right now, and my life around me just goes on, and, you know, I'm just in front of the TV all the time. That's crazy.
Yeah, says he had died with $2.5 billion. 5 kids.
And that seems low, considering dude owned the Braves, owned the Hawks, owned WCW.
And I'm pretty sure he lost his ass on the merger.
He, oh, yeah. And he lost, or he had like thousands and thousands of acres of land, which.
So, or something happened with a merger where he could have sold his stock and made a ton, but he didn't because I think other people were going to lose money.
Yeah.
Like he really did have a conscience for other people he was in business with.
Yeah.
Which you don't
just see. Just not anymore. His wives.
No, he was a hound, a certain type of hound, you could say.
Meow.
Now you got me thinking about the Linda stuff. It was when she had political aspirations is when that started to separate a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Remember she tried to run for Senate or wanted to in Connecticut?
Wow. I said thousands of acres. He owned millions of acres.
It was Wyoming, right?
Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, and South Dakota.
That's kind of smart to, you know, if you wanted to.
Yeah, buy up all the land.
No, not. I mean, if you wanted to get away where it's beautiful, like in Montana, I'd definitely do it.
Oh, he had ranches he didn't even like, couldn't even go
millions
to.
Millions of acres, though. There's no reason one man should own millions of acres in America. No company should own millions of acres. That's crazy.
He had a form of dementia, and I can't remember which one it was.
He has Lewy body dementia, which means that...
had.
Yeah. Well, he passed away.
Yeah.
That's what killed him.
God. He was a character, man. I really enjoyed seeing him growing up and hearing all the stories. He just don't really have that much anymore.
How old was he?
He was 87.
Oh, yeah. That's a full life.
Yep.
That's good.
And dementia's sad. I mean, I don't know...
Well, when you talk about full body, I don't even know what that means.
It's kind of like, I wouldn't say Parkinson's, but it's kind of like your body, your mind and your body gets rigid.
It's odd they can't find cures for that stuff, and the brain is arguably the main spot of the body.
Mm-hmm.
But the one they can't study until after you die for some reason. Like CTE, can't diagnose that until after you die. But there's no way to diagnose it while you're still living.
Wait, I thought they've said living athletes have CTE.
Well, they kind of guess on a trajectory that they could be on, but they can't really fully do it.
Right.
That's why when Junior say, I killed himself.
They studied his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he shot himself in the chest.
Yeah. To save it. Yeah, that's right. God, that's so sad.
And they wouldn't even donate OJ's brain. But, I mean, come on.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
If anybody had signs of it, he definitely exhibited signs.
Yeah, but still. I mean, if you can be in a movie and remember all the lines, you can't blame it on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's plenty of players who got CTE and concussions like hell and didn't go murder their wives in a waiter.
Yeah, that's
mean,
true.
Just to, but, you know, just
that
happened
was
to
passion
be.
And rage.
Yeah, that was all. It was just bad.
I mean, he may have had CTE, brain damage, that's...
When they talk about when he would have spots of blacking out, you know, when the cops would show up after he'd been beating her, you know, Nicole?
Yeah. She had signs of blacking out as well. Paige, what are you working out in the Plex?
What am I working out in the Plex? All right, we're gonna talk about this. Not to kink shame. I'll tell you why next. And you're
kink shame?
Kink shame?
Yes, don't kink shame.
Okay. Ray Davies. No, he was a monkey. It was a kink.
Was he a monkey?
Ray Davies?
Why do I know that name?
I thought it was he might be the kinks or the monkeys.
I think so, kinks.
Kinks. I don't know any other kinks. I don't know no kinks as a Sticky Bandit Marvel.
Yes, say. he was the lead singer of the Kinks. Man, I'm surprising myself today.
I remember the Kinks. Oh, good man.
Got to go with your gut. That's where my brain is.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hello?
Hey, I saw the white dog, bitch. So come and clean the in my yard before I call the cops.
I don't know, mother dog, huh?
What the come clean this dog
You clean it up, bitch. Well, I don't know, dog. I ain't gonna clean up a damn thing. And now I don't know, dog.
I saw the white dog. I'm gonna come smear the on your door. You'll clean it then, I bet.
I bet. Put you come on, I'm gonna blow your ass off, too.
You. You're gonna come clean this dog.
Your mammy, bitch.
Come clean this.
Oh, look at him. They got money for TV?
God, Lord, yeah.
Look at that. Why haven't been there in years?
Ugh. I mean, that looked like f***ing oven pizza. Now, you know, like you make it home, frozen's a word. Good Lord, that's cheap. Small portion, though. Look at that. Look at those dead-eyed f***ings. Dang, man. They look like they were zombies.
They've been up all night working, making that shit.
Look at that. Paige probably waxed that thing before they put it down.
This used to have a bush. The f***ing CPR dummy.
Oh, s***. Okay.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.